Well, good morning, church. This morning we are going to be reading from Matthew 27, verses 1 through 26. Again, God's saving word for today is hope. In this passage of scripture, Jesus is taken to Pilate, the Roman governor, where he is questioned, and Pilate brings Jesus before a crowd and offers them the choice of freeing a criminal or freeing Jesus. When the crowd calls for Jesus to be crucified, Pilate sentences Jesus to death. Meanwhile, Judas hangs himself. So let's begin. Early in the morning, all of the chief priests and elders made their plans against Jesus to put him to death. They put him in chains and led him off and handed him over to Pilate, the Roman governor. When Judas, the traitor, learned that Jesus had been condemned, he repented and he took back the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. "I have sinned by betraying an innocent man to death," he said. "What do we care about that?" they answered. "That is your business." Judas threw the coins down in the temple and left. Then he went out and hanged himself. The chief priests picked up the coins and said, "This is blood money, and it's against our law to put it in the temple treasury." After reaching an agreement about it, they used the money to buy Potter's Field as a cemetery for foreigners, and that is why the field is called the Field of Blood to this very day. Then what the prophet Jeremiah had said came true. They took the 30 silver coins, the amount the people of Israel had paid to, had agreed to pay for him, and used the money to buy the Potter's Field as the Lord commanded me. Well, Jesus stood before the Roman governor who questioned him. "Are you the king of the Jews?" he asked. "So you say," answered Jesus. But he said nothing in response to the accusations of the chief priests and elders. So Pilate said to him, "Don't you hear all these things they accuse you of?" But Jesus refused to answer a single word, with the result that the governor was greatly surprised. At every Passover festival, the Roman governor was in the habit of setting free any one prisoner the crowd asked for. At that time, there was a well-known prisoner named Jesus Barabbas, so the crowd gathered together and Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to set free for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus called the Messiah?" He knew very well that the Jewish authorities had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous. While Pilate was sitting in the judgment hall, his wife sent him a message, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, because in a dream last night I suffered much on account of him." While the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask Pilate to set Barabbas free and have Jesus put to death. But Pilate asked the crowd, "Which of these two do you want me to set free for you?" "Barabbas," they answered. "Well, what then shall I do with Jesus called the Messiah?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they all answered. But Pilate asked, "What crime has he committed?" Then they all started shouting at the top of their voices, "Crucify him, crucify him." When Pilate saw that there was no use to go on, but that a riot might break out, he took some water and he washed his hands in front of the crowd and said, "I am not responsible for the death of this man. This is your doing." And the whole crowd answered, "Let the responsibility for his death fall on us and on our children." Then Pilate set Barabbas free for them. And after he had Jesus whipped, he handed him over to be crucified. Today's key verse is Matthew 27, verse 26. After Pilate had Jesus whipped, he handed him over to be crucified. And we read in verse 24 that Pilate washed his hands in a illustration to claim that he was innocent of sentencing Jesus to death. He wanted to show that it was the people's decision, not his, to put Jesus to death. But the execution could not have happened without his final approval. Has there ever been a time when you have failed to take responsibility for something you knew was wrong, but you allowed it to happen anyway? If so, think about that and how similar that was to Pilate not taking responsibility for Jesus. Let us pray. Holy God, forgive me for the times when I fail to take responsibility for my sins, for times I look to my own interest instead of what you would have me to do. Embrace me with your love and grace, and guide me in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end, and I just pray every good blessing from the Lord upon your life, and keep your eyes open for those miracles, because they are just around the corner. God bless.